Welcome to another episode of The Saddest Things in the World. Today's episode is Laika the Space Dog and her one-way trip to death. Laika was a Soviet space dog who was one of the first animals in space and the first to orbit the Earth. A stray doggy from the streets of Moscow, she flew aboard the Sputnik 2 spacecraft, launched into low orbit on November 3, 1957. As the technology to de-orbit had not yet been developed, Laika's survival was never expected. Little was known about the effects of spaceflight on living creatures. At the time of Laika's mission, and animal flights were viewed by engineers as a necessary precursor to human missions. Of course, the experiment, which monitored Laika's vital signs, aimed to prove that a living organism could survive being launched into orbit and continue to function under conditions of weakened gravity, increased radiation, providing scientists with some of the first data on the biological effects of spaceflight. Laika was found as a stray doggy wandering the streets of Moscow. Soviet scientists chose to use Moscow strays since they assumed that such animals had already learned to endure conditions of extreme cold and hunger. She was 11-pound little mutt female, approximately 3 years old. Laika was a name popularized around the world, and its literal translation means the barker. Here's a dealio. She was doing a little radio interview with the Russian people, Sputnik people, and she started barking in the middle of the interview, and everybody was like, oh my gosh, the barker. The American press dubbed her Mutnik, get it? Sputnik, Mutnik, okay, Butlik, whatever. Her true pedigree is unknown, although it's generally accepted that she was part husky and possibly part terrier. A Russian magazine described her temperament as sweet and saying that she did not quarrel with people or other dogs. The Soviet Union and United States had previously sent animals only on suborbital flights. To adapt the dogs to the confines of the tiny cabin of Sputnik 2, they were kept in progressively smaller cages for periods up to 20 days, so the walls were slowly closing in on them, and they probably didn't even notice, I mean, per se. The extensive close confinement caused them to stop urinating or defecating, right? Don't shit where you eat, right? Don't date people at work. Made them restless and caused their general condition to deteriorate. Yeah, no shit. Laxatives did not improve their condition. Wow. And the researchers found that only long periods of training proved effective. So I guess they just forced them in there and the shit just came out of their ass. Okay, this is the saddest things in the world. The dogs were placed in centrifuges that simulated the acceleration of a rocket launch and were placed in machines that simulated the noises of the spacecraft. This caused, oh God, page turner, this caused their pulses to double and their blood pressure to increase by 30 to 65 things. The dogs were trained to eat in special high-nutrition gel that would be their food in space. Before the launch, one of the mission scientists took Laika home to play with his children. In a book chronicling the story of the Soviet space medicine, Vladimir Yaldzovsky wrote, "Laika was quiet and charming. I wanted to do something nice for her. She had so little time left to live. Isn't that sweet? I bet you take the dishes out of the sink before you piss in it." Before leaving for the Cosmodrome, they conducted surgery on Laika, oh God, right when you think it can't get any worse, routing cables from the transmitter to the sensors that would measure breathing, pulse, and blood pressure. According to NASA document, Laika was placed in the capsule of the satellite on October 31st, 1957, 3 days before the start of the mission. At that time of year, the temperatures at the launch site were extremely low. And a hose connected, okay, I thought it was going to be like a hose shoved up her ass. A hose connected to the heater was used to keep her container warm. Two assistants were assigned to keep a constant watch on Laika before launch. I wonder what they were talking about. Like, this dog is going to fucking die. Just prior to liftoff on November 3rd, 1957, Laika's fur was sponged in a weak ethanol solution and carefully groomed, while iodine was painted onto areas where sensors would be placed to monitor her bodily functions. Let's just keep going. After placing Laika in the container and before closing the hatch, we kissed her nose and wished her bon voyage, knowing that she would not survive the flight. At peak acceleration, Laika's respiration increased to between 3 and 4 times the pre-launch rate. The sensor showed her heart was 103 beats before the launch and increased to 240 beats during the early acceleration. She was scared as fuck. After reaching orbit, Sputnik 2's nose cone was jet-setting successfully. However, the Block A core did not separate as planned. Oh, God. Preventing the thermal control system from operating correctly. Thermal control, that means temp, right? Some of the thermal insulation tore loose, raising the cabin temperature to 104 degrees Fahrenheit, y'all. After 3 hours of weightlessness, Laika's pulse rate had settled back to 102 beats per minute. That's extra sad because she thought she was safe. And this took three times as longer it had taken during earlier ground tests, an indication of the stress she was under. The early telemetry indicated that Laika was agitated but eating her food. After approximately 5 to 7 hours into the flight, no further signs of life were retrieved from the spacecraft. The Soviet scientists had planned to euthanize Laika with a serving of poisoned food. For Jesus, for many years, the Soviet Union gave conflicting statements that she had died either from asphyxia when the batteries failed or that she had been euthanized. Okay, so maybe they killed her fucking ass when she was up there. Many rumors circulated about the exact manner of her death. In 1999, horrible year, several Russian resources reported that Laika had died when the cabin overheated on the fourth day. In October 2002, one of the scientists behind the Sputnik 2 mission revealed that Laika had died by the fourth circuit of flight from overheating. According to a paper he presented to the World Space Congress in Houston, Texas, it turned out that it was practically impossible to create a reliable temperature control system in such limited time constraints. So fucking take your time. What the fuck are you guys doing over there? Over 5 months later, after 2,500 orbits, Sputnik 2, including Laika's remains, disintegrated during re-entry on April 14, 1958. Laika, can you hear us? Oh, Laika. Her legacy. NASA named the soil target on Mars after Laika during the Mars Exploration Rover mission. Okay. Due to the overshadowing issue of the Soviet-U.S. space race, the ethical issues raised by this experiment went largely unaddressed for some time. As newspaper clippings from 1957 show, the press was initially focused on reporting the political perspective, while Laika's health and revival, or lack thereof, only became an issue later. That's because people don't give a fuck. Sputnik 2 was not designed to be retrievable, and it had always been accepted that Laika would die by everyone but Laika. The mission sparked a debate across the globe on the mistreatment of animals, animal testing in general, to advance science. In the United Kingdom, the National K-9 Defense League called on all dog owners to observe a minute silence on each day Laika remained in space, while the Royal Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals received protests even before Radio Moscow had finished announcing the launch. That's nice. Some people give a fuck. Animal rights groups at the time called on members of the public to protest at Soviet embassies. Others demonstrated outside the United Nations in New York. Laboratory researchers in the U.S. offered some support for the Soviets, at least before the news of Laika's death. The U.S. was like, oh yeah, we support you. Oh, but somebody died. No, we don't. In the Soviet Union, there was less controversy. Neither the media, books in the following years, nor the public openly questioned the decision to send the dog into space. I don't think Russia's that big on opinions. In 1998, after the collapse of the Soviet regime, one of the scientists responsible for sending Laika into space expressed regret for allowing her to die. Too little too late, you son of a bitch. I won't even say his name. Work with animals is a source of suffering to all of us. We treat them like babies who cannot speak. The more time passes, the more I'm sorry about it. We shouldn't have done it. We did not learn enough from this mission to justify the death of the dog. In other Warsaw Pact countries, open criticism of the Soviet space program was difficult because of political censorship. See? Told ya. But there were notable cases of criticism in Polish scientific circles. The Sputnik 2 mission has been called regrettable and criticized for not bringing Laika back to Earth alive. Undoubtedly a great loss for science. Laika is memorialized in the form of a statue and plaque in Star City, Russia, cosmonaut training facility. Created in 1997, another shitty year, Laika is positioned behind the cosmonauts with her ears erect. I mean, she's alert, paying attention, smart, right? The monument to the conquerors of space in Moscow, constructed in 1964, also includes Laika. On April 11, 2008, another shitty year, at the military research facility where staff had been responsible for readying Laika for the flight, officials unveiled a monument of her poised on top of a space rocket. Stamps and envelopes picturing Laika were produced, as well as branded cigarettes and matches. Okay, that'd be fucking cool. I mean, I don't smoke cigarettes anymore, but might smoke a cigarette, a Laika cigarette. Future space missions carrying dogs would be designed to be recovered. Yeah, no fuck. The first successful recovery followed the flight of Sputnik 2, wherein the dogs Belka and Strelka, alongside dozens of other organisms, safely returned to Earth. Nonetheless, four other dogs later died in Soviet space missions. They were killed when their R-7 rocket exploded shortly after launch, and the other ones died, suffered an emergency, and had to be detonated. Okay, yeah, I just fucking had to blow up the dogs. Okay, there we go. Saddest things in the world. Okay, what did we learn? We learned that no one gives a fuck about animals. We learned that no one really gives a fuck about anything. And nothing is worth it. So there you go. Saddest things in the world. This is the fourth episode. All the episodes are good, okay? My standards are high, y'all, okay? Four great episodes. Brand new show. Yes. Love y'all. And